Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're looking at Surah An-Nisa. Now you'll find most of Madani Quran. There's only 28 surahs. There's 86 as opposed to 28. And you'll find Madani Quran is very legal. It's got laws in it. It's got how to behave, social laws, legal laws, all sorts of laws. But they're all intertwined with hypocrisy. Because you'll find hypocrisy throughout Madani Quran. That was the sort of block that stopped, them from doing things. So throughout Madani Quran, you'll find this. And we saw in Surah An-Nisa, I'm going to go very, very quickly over section 1, which was ayah 1 to 35. And I mentioned before that in the Battle of Uhud, lots of orphans created, lots of widows, women's rights were at a little bit of a, there was a bit of a problem, and this makes it very clear. So we looked at womb relations, first manifestations of Iman, we looked at orphans. The eye of polygamy was the third eye of Surah An-Nisa, and you found that was more about taking care of orphans. It wasn't what we see as polygamy today. It was look after the amana of orphans. It was mahar for intimate relationship discipline. There was the four witnesses, tawbah, don't force women into marriage. What you give someone, when you give a spouse something, it is hers. You can't take it back because suddenly you found nawi and nani, as I call it, you know, newer and younger. You can't do that. You've given it to her, and Allah talks about pillow talk. You've shared pillow talk. How on earth can you do what you're doing now? There's mahram. The ayah of muta was ayah 24. And then what did Allah want from you and me? So he said he only wanted us to turn towards him to reach our full potential and to remove the shackles that were on us. There was doing business truthfully, don't cheat. Then obviously the 434, which we talked about a bit of length, about men having financial responsibility. And then you found if a woman became nushuz, and you know, the ulama will tell you both sides, if they become nushuz means you become mentally unstable. Now it is an illness as well. But if there's instability, then there are three stages. The first stage is counseling. And these are long stages. It wasn't like, well, I'm going to tell her one day and tomorrow I'll kick her out. It doesn't work like that. So the long stage of counseling. Then there was separating beds. I mean, I go sleep on the couch. I mean, I'm not going to sleep upstairs. And the third one is the metaphorical dharab, but now really scare them. It wasn't hit them, you know, which so many people have taken as, the, you know, Islam allows you to hit women. So we looked at that, and that was basically was the first section. Now we come to the second section. And the second section really, again, looks at being able to maintain this social cohesion in the society. And then it also talks about the reason for the breakdown of social cohesion, what you and I are supposed to do. It's also sort of, it's scattered inside there. You've got worship-related laws, and we'll see them. So the first thing Allah says, this is ayah 36, and this is where we're starting, section 2. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. First thing, no shirk. Just attach yourself. Do the ibadah of Allah. And then now, how does that manifest itself? It's actually ayatul bir. Ayah 177 of Surah Al-Baqarah. We've done it a lot of times. The first thing it will manifest, it says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You've got to show ihsan to your parents. Now, I talk about it a lot of times, but ihsan is way above anything else. Maybe I can put it as Shaheed Mutahari puts it in his book, and I'll paraphrase it in my words. If I have £2 and my neighbor has none, it is my responsibility to give my neighbor one. But if I gave both my £2 to my neighbor, that is ihsan. So with walidain, there's an order. Wabil walidaini ihsana. You have no other choice. وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى, and obviously those around you, those who are near to you, friends, family, all those. وَالْيَتَامَى, the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, those who cannot help themselves. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, your next door neighbor has a lot of rights on you. Sometimes we don't even know them because we think if they're not Muslim, I'm not going to know this. Well, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ, and the one who is at the side. Now, the Prophet talks about 40 neighbors around you. I wonder how many of you know, even people on our street. So he says, you have responsibilities towards them. Or sahib al-jam, the people you travel with. Life is a journey. People who come with you on this journey are your companions. Wabni sabil, the refugees. Wama malakat aymanukum, and even those whom you have, now here you might say right hands possess, whom you have authority over. You cannot deal with them like servants. If you have a cleaner, I mean, in this country, maybe we don't have servants, but if we have a cleaner or somebody with us, we have to treat them in the right way. I know in East Africa, we used to, they wouldn't sit with us on the table. How, you know, it's crazy. Or we had to give them leftovers. That is just part of this doesn't work here. It just doesn't work here. There's nobody like a second-class citizen within Islam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا حِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَقُورًا. And Allah says, if you do not have these social concentric circles, then the problem is because you're arrogant. مُخْتَال is someone who thinks of himself or herself in this, you know, I'm up there. I'm somebody really special. While فَخْر is obviously excessive pride. So in other words, somebody who's مُخْتَال belittles others, is very, very judgmental of other people. So Allah is telling me, if I don't do this, and this is very practical stuff, if I don't do this, if I don't know my neighbors, maybe we know people near us, maybe we try and help yatim and miskeen, but what about our neighbors? How many of us know them? You know, sometimes we don't even open the door to know who's there. I would do company. So it's really important to understand this ayah. Next ayah. الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَعْمَرُونَ النَّاسِ. Now these are the characteristics of arrogance. So if I were to tell Allah, oh, who is this مُخْتَال فَقُور? Who is the one who is so, you know, conceited? Who is this one whose arrogance is, you know, is excessive pride, who thinks himself or herself above everyone? Allah says the first thing is, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ. They are بَخِيل. They are stingy. وَيَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْرِ. And they also tell other people to be stingy. So in other words, see, if they are stingy, they will be shown up. But if they get a group of people not to give, then they won't show up. It'll be like everybody's not giving. You know, these are hard times. These are COVID times. For God's sakes, you know, you gotta preserve your money. You can't give it to anyone. If you do, what are you gonna do if you lose your job? That's the sort of people they are. So not only do they not give, they encourage other people not to give. وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَعْتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And not only that, they hide, كَتَمَا, they hide what Allah has given them. So they say, oh, these are really hard times, no? So we don't have anything to give. وَأَتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُحِينًا. And Allah is saying, their goal was to, Adhabu muhina, muhin is humiliating. So the goal of somebody arrogant is to look good in the eyes of others. Allah is saying, I will humiliate them. Because they want to show themselves to the world, but not to me. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِكُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِيَعَ النَّاسِ. The only time they will give is if you make a plaque in their name, if you mention their name, and if they tell you they've given. So they only give to show off. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. They don't believe in Allah. وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ. Even in the day of Akhirah. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. And they are just associated with shaitan. And that is an evil association. There is no explanation for this. And then Allah is saying, وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. What is wrong with them? لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. If they believed in Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the last day, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ, and they would have spent out, they have given out of what Allah has given them, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا. I mean, they should know that Allah knows them. In that ayah, all I've written on my paper is, what is wrong with them? What is wrong? What's the problem? And then, in other words, he's saying, don't they know that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah does not do injustice even to the weight of an atom. Whatever you do, he knows, he's there, he sees. وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً. If they did good, يُذَعِفْهَا. يُذَعِف is even if they did a ذَعِيف deed. That means even if you did a tiny, tiny atom's worth of a deed. وَيُعْطِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا أَذِيمًا. He will multiply to thy fear. He will multiply it and he will give you a great reward, a massive reward, right? Sorry. Taqo is the bit that tells you ضعيف. يضعيف is to increase. So he will increase for you a lot. And then he says, فَكَيْفَ. This is a tough ayah. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَئْنَا. How will it be that we will bring from people, min kulli ummatin, from every people, bi shaheed, a witness. So every people will have a witness. Our witness will be Imam Zaman, ajallahu faraja. Wa ji'na bika, and he says he will bring bika you, ala hawlai shaheeda, against all these people, you, O Muhammad, will be a witness. That was so hard for the Prophet. He loved his people, absolutely adored them, just like Imam loves you and me. And for them to be able to say that I am a witness against this sort of behavior is the hardest things possible. It's like a parent bearing witness to a child's misdemeanors. It's awful. It's really awful. But this is what it's trying to say. And Allah says, Yawma idhin, on that day, yawaddu alladhina kafaru, those who covered up the truth, wa asawur rasul, and hudu isyan, who disobeyed the Prophet. Look at this. He says, La tusawwa bihimul ardu. They will have wished that they were not only buried under the earth, but the earth was sawa sawa. It was even, so nobody even knew that they were there. Wala yaktumun Allah haditha. And they can't hide their words from Allah. So on that day, if they behaved like this towards others, if this is their behavior, they will have wished they didn't even exist. And then now it turns to a law of ibadah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, or you who believe, la taqrabu salah, do not go near salah, wa antum sukara, if you are drunk. So alcohol was not banned yet. So this law says that, in other words, you don't know what you're saying. Now I'm going to add a little bit here. If I don't know what I'm saying, even though I'm not drunk, I'm not very far away from here. When you're drunk, you don't know what you're saying. So he's saying, don't go near salah if you're a sukara. Sober up. Know what you're saying to Allah. Hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun, until you know what you are saying. So if I'm going to read my salah like a parrot and not know what I'm saying, I'm not very far away from this ayah. Because the reason why you don't go near salah if you're drunk is that you don't know what you're saying. That's just my two pennies worth, okay? Wala junuban, if you are in janaba, if you had intimacy, illa abiri sabil, until unless you are an abir, you are traveling on a road, hatta tagtasilu, until you have done a ghusl, wa in kuntum marda, but if you are ill and you can't do a ghusl, aw ala safarin, or you're on a journey and you can't do ghusl, أو جاء أحد من الغائط, or you had to visit the bathroom and you couldn't find, or you had to visit the toilet and you couldn't find a bathroom, أو لامستم النساء, or you had intimate relationships with a woman, فلم تجدوا ماء, and you couldn't find any water, فتيمموا سعيدا طيبا, then look for, تيمموا means to look for, it means to look for something, find سعيدا طيبا, pure earth. So when we say tayammum, we say look for, right? That's what we're saying. Find pure earth. Famsahu biwujuhikum wa aydiyakum. You all know that. You wipe your faces and your hands. Inna allaha kana afuwan ghafura. That's so amazing. Afu, we talked about it with the class today at workshop. Af is when he rubs sins out and there is no trace of them at all. That is why in Salatul Layl we say al-af 300 times or as many times as you want. So here, and you know, you think, oh, how is earth going to purify me? Water purifies me. Water cleans me. It is, the greatest thing here is intention. I am obeying Allah. He says, do this. I am doing this. Okay. So that in essence was our section two. So if you saw section two, we had a little section, a little bit on a social directive. There was an instruction for maintaining social justice. We saw what arrogance was all about. And then tayammum, look for them. And the reason why this is placed bang slap here is because those who are arrogant, they will not wipe themselves with dirt, with earth. To them, wiping themselves with earth is beneath them. They might go have a long shower, but how am I going to wipe myself with dirt? Are you serious? But this is what your Rabb has said. This is what you're going to do. So that was a test of whether their arrogance was there or not, right? Section 3. Now this section is about the Ahlul Kitab, the distortion of words. So it's a historical example. It's 44 to 57. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Have you considered those to whom a portion of the book was given? Remember, the whole portion, the whole book came down as the Qur'an. A little bit was given to them, right? So if you say the complete revelation was the Qur'an. So أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Have you seen them? يَشْتَرُونَ الظَّلَالَةَ وَيُرِدُونَ أَن تَذِلُّ السَّبِيلُ. They have bought Valala, misguidance, or I can't call it misguidance, I'll call error. They have bought error. But not only that, they have purchased misguidance, but they want you to go astray as well. They don't want you to stay on the straight path as well. Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'daikum. Allah knows your enemies. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا. Allah is sufficient as a protector. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. And Allah is sufficient as one who will help you in hard times. You could highlight that bit. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. It's in line with when you say, وَوَفَى بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. When you're stuck and you've done your best, use that last bit there. Now what do they do? Why is Allah saying they want to... They have purchased misguidance or purchased error. Why do they want to? Why do they want to go astray? Because their books, there was a portion of the book in there. He says, "Mina ladina hadu," from those who were the Jews. Now these were the Jews of Medina. Please don't mix them up with the Jews of today. Okay, we're talking about the Jews of Medina. Don't brush everyone with the same brush as we talked about in Surah An-Nisa. So what did they do? Yuharifuna al-kalima an mawadhihi. They changed places. Harf is a word. So if I can say they copy-pasted, they edited. Okay? They changed it. They changed the words from their place. So what did they say? وَيَكُولُونَ. Instead of saying سَمِعْنَا وَأَتَيْنَا, they changed the ta to the sa and they said سَمِعْنَا وَأَسَيْنَا. But they said it under their breath. We're not going to do this. So let's talk about the earth. We're not going to put earth on our faces. Are you serious? How is that going to clean us? Earth is dirty. Ew, I'm not touching it. Sami'na wa asayna. So they said, we hear and we disobey. And wasma ghayra masma'in wa ra'ina layyan bi alsinatihim. So look what they did. They, not only did they say wasma ghayra musma', they hoped that you wouldn't hear. They wanted you to be deaf, that you didn't hear. Wa ra'ina layyan bi alsinatihim. They distorted their words with their tongues. وَتَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ. And they started, you know what, even in Gujarati we say tana deu, to taunt someone. They taunt you about your religion. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَتَعْنَا. If only they had said, we hear and we obey. وَاسْمَعَ وَانْذُرْنَا. And that we hear and we see. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. It would have been better for them. وَأَكْوَمَ وَلَكِنَ it would have been upright for them. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah withdraws His mercy of them from their kufr. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They believe. Either it says a few of them believe or they have little iman. In essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, many times we hear something we have to do. And bring it back to our times that we have to do. And we say, yeah, these mullahs and mulyanis and whatever, they just say things, you know. They don't know real life. So I say that, yeah, I'm your follower. I will follow you up to my marja. But the laws that I don't like, I will say, you know, no. I can't do this. And you say it out of when they're not listening. So, you know, you don't know. But in front of them, we really adore you. You're really lovely. Pick a risala and we say, we'll do this. Well, okay, we all know what I'm talking about. All right, ayu al-ladina utul kitab. O you who have been given the book. Aminu bima nazalna. Believe in that which was given to you. Now, in the last ayah, it was talking about them. Now it is talking to them. And this sentence will change. So it's telling them, believe in what was given to you. Musaddikan lima ma'akum. And verifying what you have. It's there. Min kablu an natmisa wujuhan. Before, see, tamasa or tamasa is to change, to deform. Before we deform your faces, when it says your faces, it means your character. Because by being like this, by saying something and believing something else, this sense of hypocrisy, you will alter your appearance even before yourself. You won't know who you are. You will look into the mirror and you will see a distorted image. One of the things my father taught me when I was very, very young was every night before you go to sleep, he used to say, just look in the mirror and look in your eyes. I didn't understand what he was trying to say. And he said, if you have to avert your eyes, the next day try to look into your eyes. And you soon realize that the day you averted your eyes was the day that things were going a bit doolally, when you were doing things that weren't very right. And the day you could look into your eyes and say, that was a good day, that was a day when you've been good. So here he's saying that we will, before we alert, you know, alter your faces, فَنَرُدُّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا, and we flip you over on your back. Literally, you're flipped. أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ, and as we withdrew our mercy from أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ, and وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا, and Allah's will be done. It will have to be done. Now, if you read Suratul Araf, I think it's ayah 163 and 164 about the Ashabu Sabt. You know how they were told not to do their fishing? Very briefly, you can read about them. But they lived at the seaport of Ella, and their rule was that on a Saturday, they could fish every day except on a Saturday. So they were told, you know, you're not going to fish on a Saturday. But Allah tests their faith, because when they go near the sea, there's lots of fish on a Saturday. So now they're thinking, hello, what are we going to do? So they build a dam. They think that's not fishing. No, we're just twisting the rules a little bit. So they build a dam, and Allah is telling them, what are you doing? I told you this was my way, right? It was just a test of faith. So they built a dam. So they said, okay, we will capture the fish, but we won't take them out of the water. So Allah is saying, we drew our mercy from them. Many a time you hear people who tell you, especially when they come to rules of qums. Now, I'm not here. I don't answer questions on fiqh. And you go to the faqih. But people do, and they will come say, well, you know, I haven't used this for a year. And before my qums date, if I just use it a little bit, then I don't have to pay qums on it. I'm like, why are you cheating? What are you doing? You know, you're only cheating yourself, nobody else. You know, people have jewelry in the banks or whatever you store them. I don't know. People have safe boxes, allegedly. So in their safe boxes, they would say, well, if we go there and we wear it on our necks for 1 minute, then we won't have to. Oh, really? That's people are soft. Okay, that's what we do. Okay. So they continually disobeyed, and we're told that their faces were changed, they were transformed. But here, Quran says, if you read it, become apes, despised and spurned. Allah says, become monkeys, he tells them. So here, the change of face to you and me tell us, as I mentioned before, that it will change the way we see ourselves, because we won't know who we are. That there's no clarity. We won't be truthful to ourselves. Okay, ayah 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru and yushrika bihi. Allah does not forgive anyone, anything that is associated with him. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika, but he forgives everything else beside that. Liman yasha, he says, whoever pleases, whoever wants, he will forgive. Wa man yushrik billah, and whoever associates anything with Allah, faqad iftara ithman azima, it's a massive sin. He's not small. Shirk is not something to disregard. And shirk is talking about, do I follow him? Yes, no, all that. Now he says about those who are self-righteous. Alam tara ila alladhina yuzakuna anfusahum. Have you seen those who consider themselves as the purest of the pure? Like they are it. You can't say anything about them. وَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah purifies whom He pleases. 33:33. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُثِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْسَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. That's how those are the pure, right? So He says, I purify whom I wish. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا, and He will not do the injustice even of a fatila. Fatila is not a dust stone. Fatila is two things. It's the wick of a candle, and fatila is also the, you know, if you look at a date stone, it's got these little fibers on it. One fiber is a fatil. Look at a date stone tomorrow, or whenever you have a date, Not the date stone, just that little fiber on it. So Allah says even that, because the Arabs understood a date. They knew a date inside out. So even the fiber on a date stone, he says, I will not do injustice towards that. It's phenomenal. You know, he's just amazing. Okay. Unzur kayfa, look. Unzur, see. Kayfa yaftaruna ala Allah al-kadhib. See how they attribute lies against Allah. وَكَفَى بِهِ إِثْمًا مُبِينًا. That in itself is a manifest sin. You know, even when I say, Allah's not being fair on me, He's not listening to my du'as. He listens to her, but He doesn't listen to me. Oh, that is all part of this. I'm forging a lie. When He's already told me, I listen to you. He's already told me, I don't do any injustice even to the bit of a hair on a date palm. When I say, He's not being fair to me. The moment I say that, I am liable to that ayah. Then he says, أَلَمْ تَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Have you not seen those whom a portion of the book was given? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ. They believe in jibt. Do you know what jibt is? Let me try and explain to you. Jibt is supernatural stuff. You know when you, what tagut comes from taga, to rebel, and they believe in the rebellious ones. That means they've got belief, but they still want to believe the, I don't want to insult any religion, it's not my space, but horoscope, supernatural, magic, voodoo, they will go to people and I mentioned this before, I have a very good, can I call him a friend, a relation, and he went through a very difficult time in his life when he had a mental issue. And that was an illness. We don't recognize mental illnesses because it's easy to tell somebody my leg is broken. Very difficult to tell somebody my head is broken. So he went through a difficult time. And when he came out the other end, I remember he came home and he said, look at all these the people gave me. Because he was recommended to go to all these people. And he brought these Taoises in inverted brackets. Okay, not all Taoises are bad, but these Taoises. And he brought them home to me. He said, I've paid thousands of pounds for these. And I said, well, let's open it up and see what's in there. And then we can put what's necessary in the river or bury it because it's got words of Allah. I swear to you that some of the Taoises that he was given was like a Tesco receipt folded up with some Arabic letters written upside down. He had paid £1,000 for that. It was when you're desperate to get better, when you're in desperation, you will do anything to get better. Absolutely anything. And you will turn to things. I know I had a relation who had the hiccups. And somebody said, if you boil your gold bangles in water and then drink that water, the hiccups will go away. It is makruh, it is haram to drink to eat out of gold vessels. But we will do anything because we think if du'as don't help me, something else might help me. Dawa is different. Let's not go there. But this is talking about they believe in jibt, what tawut, and rebelliousness. وَيَقُولُونَ And they say, لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا To those who cover up the truth, هَوْلَيْ أَحْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا They are better guided than those who believe. Because momentarily something might work. But they have no iman, they will go to jibt. Okay. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعْنَمُ اللَّهِ Allah has sent, withdrawn His mercy from them. وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ And whoever Allah has withdrawn His mercy from, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا He will find no helper. In other words, you know what? You can't do anything. Leave them to Allah. He will sort them out. And Allah says, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُلْكِ I mean, do they have a share in the kingdom? If they did, فَإِذَا لَا يُعْطُونَ النَّاسَ نَكِيرًا They would not even give a human being, your translation says, the speck in a date stone. Next time you eat a date, I want you to look at a date. A date has little holes in it. You know, it's got little indentations in it. Nakir is the speck that fits into that hole. It is like a grain of salt. It's even smaller than fatil. Fatil is the hair. Nakir, remember those two words, okay? Nakir is the, if you look at a date stone next time, look at it. I think most of us have seen peach stones. Have you seen a peach? It's sort of a bit, it's got grooves in it. So what would fit in that little groove? Possibly a grain of salt. or a grain of sugar. So he says, even if they had the whole kingdom, so this is another part of those who will not be good to other people, they will not even give you that much from it. When I tell children, I tell them, they won't even give you the paper from the fish and chips. You know, if you ask them for the newspaper in which fish and chips were wrapped, they won't even give you that. Because they'll say, oh, it'll be useful to me tomorrow. It might work for me tomorrow. I can't give you that either. So they won't even give you that much. So they're extremely bakhil. Am yahsuduna an-nasa ala ma ataahum Allah. And what is wrong with them? They do hasad. They're jealous about what Allah has given them, min fadli, of His grace. Why are you jealous of what Allah has given somebody of His grace? So this is talking about the Prophet and his risala, right? It's not talking about, oh, I've got so much money and people are jealous and so I'm not going to give it to anyone. That's not what it's talking about. That's to share. This is talking about what Allah has given, as in the risala, because immediately it said, "Faqad atayna al Ibrahim al kitaba wal hikma." Can you see how it alludes to it? We gave the children of Ibrahim the book and wisdom. So this is talking about guidance. Wa atainahu mulkin azima, and we gave him a massive kingdom. So the Prophet was given a kingdom. It's the kingdom of guidance. It's the kingdom of being able to be righteous. And then he says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ. There are those who will believe in him. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْ him. But there were those who will turn away. وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا. And Jahannam is enough for them. Now the reason why Jahannam comes again and again and again, and the burning Jahannam, is because they made other people burn like that. If you wasted and you didn't share, if you were somebody who went into jet and tagut and whatever it was, so they exploited those who are ill. It's bound to happen. It's like a reaction. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who covered up the truth about our signs. سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. نُسْلِيهِمْ is not only to, it says in your translations, we shall make them into fire. No. That is too dignified. نُسْلِيهِ, just like they threw people away, we will throw them into the fire. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. It's such a strong ayah. Every time their skin becomes twisted or uneven, نَضِجَ is uneven, which means it gets really burnt, their pain receptors are removed, we will give them another skin so their pain receptors remain. Science teaches us that there's a level of skin that hurts, and then when that's removed, the pain receptors are gone. Then you don't feel anything. But here he says, we will increase that because that's what they did to other people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوكُ الْعَذَابِ. They will taste the azab. Azab is only there because I made somebody else taste it. I made somebody else burn again and again and again, and I didn't stop. So it's going to happen to me unless I ask for forgiveness. And then, oh my goodness, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do righteous deeds. سَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. We will enter them in gardens, under which rivers flow, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, to live in there forever. أَبَدًا لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجًا مُطَحَّرًا. And they will have spouses which will be mutahhar, and you can read whatever you want in the Surah Al-Rahman. I think we've done it. We talked about him. وَنُدْكِلْهُمْ, and we will enter them ذِلًّا ذَلِيلًا. I love this. Your translation says a dense shade, but it literally means shade upon shade upon shade. There is no exposure to anything that is difficult. So that looks at the second section. And so that second section, or rather the third section, and although it's distortion of divine words, it's looking at who distorts divine words. Who changes the words of Allah? What do they do? In essence, when you change divine words, it's because you don't want to serve creation. That Allah doesn't need anything. So it's basically coming onto there. Okay, section 4 is ayat 58 to 91. And that, in essence, is an order. Now, it's all about obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And it's guarding against hypocritical behavior. This section is just something else. So he tells me now what I'm supposed to do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ. So Allah commands me. What does He want me to do? أَن تُؤَدَّ الْأَمَانَاتِ. please give back what is due to people, or rather, give the trust ila ahliha. Ahliha is not only your family. Ahliha to somebody who this is talked about, your workshop is our entire family. The Jamaat is the entire family. So if it was talking to the president of the Jamaat, it was talking to somebody who was in charge of workshop, was in charge of their family, it means you have now a responsibility towards them, and they have rights over you. Therefore, you have to deliver the trust to them. Ahl is one who deserves that trust. You have to be able to do that. Very often I hear people say, about their families, you know, it's too much trouble, this, that, the other. But you chose to have a family. Now you have a certain responsibility towards your family. And therefore you must exercise that responsibility. If I chose to head some institution, then I have made a responsibility to be able to deliver the trust that they put into me. This is what this is saying. Okay, so that's the first thing it says. You have to deliver your trust. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, and if you judge between people, أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, you will judge with integrity, with justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِئِمَّنْ يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ, Allah admonishes you with something that is ni'mah, that is amazing, that is excellent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, and He is hearing and He is seeing. This is talking about those who have taken responsibility. The moment I take any responsibility, if I take responsibility over a child or over anything, I say I will do it, a volunteer, for example. I can't say just because I'm a volunteer and I don't get paid in the worldly sense, I can come late whenever I want to, I don't have to do my work, I don't have to teach. When you became a teacher at workshop or madrasa or wherever you were, you took a responsibility of those children. You can either kill them or you can make them. Seriously, the job of a teacher is just something else, because a child is put into your trust. What a teacher tells you, my God, you take as gospel. And you can either kill that child or you can make that child. So here Allah is saying, when you take a responsibility, you've got to make sure that you are able to, that responsibility, you're able to hand over the trust. Now he starts, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Atiullaha wa atiur rasul. So obey Allah and obey the messenger. Then he says, Wa ulil amri minkum, and those in authority from amongst you. This is talking about the masumin. This is talking about the a'imma. He doesn't say, Atiullaha wa atiur rasul wa atiul ulil amri minkum, because the ulil amr, the masumin, did not make their own laws. The first was Muhammad, the last was Muhammad, the middle was Muhammad, all of them are Muhammad. Awaluna Muhammad, wa akharuna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad, kulluna Muhammad. They did what Muhammad said. If somebody told you that Imam Sadiq said something that the Prophet did not do or say, disregard it. Because whatever he said is what the Prophet said. That is why when you quote a hadith, if you said the Prophet said this, although Imam Baqir said this, you're totally right. Because Imam Baqir would only say what the Prophet said. Okay, this ayah is quite important to understand. But let me give you Asbabun Nuzul, when it was revealed, just so that we know what we're talking about. So it's revealed when the Prophet arrives in Makkah. So there's victory. Fateh Makkah, okay, they've won. So he calls for Uthman bin Talha. Uthman bin Talha is the key holder of the Kaaba. And he tells him, I need the key because I want to clear this out of all the idols in there. So the Prophet clears the Kaaba from the idols. After he's done that, the Prophet's uncle Abbas says, give me the key now. I will look after the Kaaba. I will look after it really properly. The Prophet called Uthman bin Talha and said, here, the key is yours. Because this, what I'm trying to say is the authority of the Prophet is an authority you cannot go over. And this ayah was revealed. In other words, saying, obey him. So Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, had no way to say that, you know what, I'm a better person to look after it. I'm just giving an example of when this ayah was revealed, okay? So this is talking about authority. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ, but if you argue over anything, فِي شَيْءٍ, over anything, if you've got a dispute, if you don't understand something, فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, turn to Allah and Rasul, turn to the Qur'an and turn to the hadith of the Prophet. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi, if you believe in Allah, wal yawmil akhir, and in accountability in the last day, dhalika khayrun wa ahsanu ta'wila. It is better for you and good in the end. So you know that things were changed after the Prophet. For example, there was an extra bit put into Adhan, or you know, the Salah was khayrun min al-nawm. Salah is better than sleep, which the Prophet never said. That was added in because they didn't want to talk about, you know, all different things. Or maybe Taraweeh was made put in. There were things that were put in. And here Allah is saying, hello, wait. If you find a problem, just go back to Allah and His Messenger. See what He said. Because what halal Muhammad will remain halal till Qiyamah, haram Muhammad will remain haram until Qiyamah. Okay. And He says, Alam tara alladhina yaz'umuna. Have you not seen those? Annahum amanu. Those who assert themselves that they believe. That means they really make a big song and a dance about it. Bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qabli. So they say we believe in what was sent down to you and was sent down before you. So they really make a song and dance of it. They stand up and they say, I am a proper believer. But yuriduna an yatahakamu ila taghut. But at the same time, they want to resort to the taghut for hakam, for decisions. That's what they want to do. So in other words, they say we believe, but they look, if you check your horoscope for just for fun, it's different. But if you actually believe in that horoscope and you keep on checking it, then this refers to you and me if we do that, okay? Or if I say, oh, okay, I'm just picking a really small bit of this, okay? وَكَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُذِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. But you know what? If they do that, then all they are doing is they are referring to Shaitan, and he wants them to lead them way away from the way of Allah, way off course completely. So let's see what happened. So there was a dispute. There was a Muslim who said he was a Muslim. The hadith describes him as a hypocritical Muslim and a Jew. And they said, you know what, the only way we can have this dispute resolved is we refer to an arbitrator. The Jew elected the Prophet as the arbitrator because he knew that the Prophet was trustworthy and just. But the hypocrite went for Ka'b ibn Ashraf, who was one of the distinguished Jews whom he knew he could buy with his money, he could give him lots of gifts. Now, what happened in this historical place was when the Prophet made a decision, he made it in favor of the Jew. And this verse is for the blame of that man. It talks about that. So somebody from outside recognized the value of the Prophet, right? But him from within didn't recognize the value and wanted to cheat. And you might think this doesn't refer to us. But how many times have we got to customs and not being truthful about the forms that we filled in? How many times have we put Kitmir and then in customs we recite Summo? I know we're not traveling at the moment, but we don't want to declare what we've taken because somehow we don't want to pay the taxes of the country we live in. And we think by reciting Summo, Bukmon, Omion, Fahum, La Yarjion, they're not dogs. They're being righteous. I'm just giving examples, okay, because it's all relevant to today's life. وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا. This sign of hypocrisy, and you read it in Surah Al-Munafiqun, when they're called, come إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, come to what Allah has revealed, وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ, and to the Messenger. رَعَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, you will see them, يَسُدُّونَ عَنْكَ سَدُودَ, you will see them turn away. That is one of their signs. See, يَسُدُّونَ is like hesitate. You know, they will be, but no, maybe not. They will just turn away. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. But how is it that when a musiba strikes you, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, because of what you have done, because of what you've earned it, ثُمَّ جَاءُكَ, then they come to you, يُخْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ, they swear by Allah and they say, إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا, we only wanted to do good. We didn't mean to do this. In other words, they only come to you when something goes wrong. So they refer to the Tawgut, they refer to people whom they can buy, and then when things go wrong, Ya Rasulullah, they come to you and they say, well, we did it because we thought there was good in it. So they make excuses. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows what's in their hearts. فَأَعْرِضْ. Ignore them. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Ignore them. وَعِذْهُمْ. But give them advice. This is the rahmah of Allah. Ignore what they're saying, but give them advice. وَكُلَّهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. And then tell them something that will touch their hearts. Balagh is to touch the heart. What comes from the heart goes into the heart. So sit them down, give them examples, but tell them what they're doing is not right. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We didn't send any messenger but that he should be obeyed. So all messengers were to be obeyed. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. But those who have done wrong to themselves, جَاءُوكَ, and they come to you, فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, and you will seek forgiveness of Allah. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ, and the Prophet will ask forgiveness for them. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. You will find Allah is Tawwabin Rahima. Now, this talks about the story of Sutun al-Tawba, Abu Lababa. You all know it? 464. I love this story. So, is the pillar of Abu Lababa is known as Sutun al-Tawba. So when the Muslims first settled in Medina, they had a peace treaty with the Jews who lived there. The Jews did not comply with that agreement, and Allah orders the Prophet, there will be a fight between them. In other words, there'll be a confrontation. Now Abu Lababa is a friend of the Jews, and he sort of leaks the news to the Jews. He was a newly converted Muslim. But when he realized his error, he felt so bad. So he tied himself to this palm trunk in the masjid. And he just cried and cried and cried for forgiveness. His daughter used to untie him for food, for salah, and to visit the bathroom. But he just wanted somebody to say, you know, you're forgiven. He just stayed there. So the Prophet is resting in his house with Umm Salama. And the ayah is revealed. Forgiving Abu Lababa, he smiles, he goes up, he unties Abu Lababa, gives him the good news. And then he's reported to have said that had Abu Lababa come to him to ask for forgiveness, as this ayah says, his tawbah would have been accepted immediately. So, you know, two rakat salah, we normally recite it. Sutun al-Tawbah. We can't go right now. But two rakat salah, using the wasila of the masumin for forgiveness, is forgiveness for sins. That's what this ayah is all about. 464 is about, you go to the Prophet, forgiveness is easier. But it's not just like, hello, I've hurt someone and forgive me. That don't work at all, okay? That means you've got to go through the whole process of asking them for forgiveness and so on and so forth. And we'll come to it at some stage. It says, Fala wa rabbika. Now, this is quite a strong statement. Fala, but no. Wa rabbika, I swear by your Rabb. There's very few places in the Quran, possibly the only one, where Allah is swearing by himself. So this must be a really, really strong ayah. What does he say? La yu'minuna, they will not believe, hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainahum. They will not believe. How shall I put this from you? First, let me tell you the story and then I'll explain. It's much easier. So there's a dispute between, the name is Zubair bin Awam. He was one of the emigrants, and another Muslims. So from the Muhajir and then one from the Ansar. And they had a disagreement about irrigation of a land. If you can imagine, land, they're only disagreeing of how they will irrigated, because the upper part of the garden belonged to Zubair and the lower part belonged to this Ansar. Okay, so now how are we going to put water here? So the helper becomes worried about the Prophet's judgment, because he says, Zubair is your cousin and that's why you judged in his benefit. See, he makes excuses already. And the Prophet went, he became pale in color, because it's an accusation come to him. They both picked the Prophet as the arbitrator, but now they're refusing his judgment. Now see, now let's go back to it. Fala wa rabbika, I swear by your Rabb, because the Prophet is really upset. La yu'minuna hatta yuhakkimuka, they don't believe until they make you a judge. So they made you a judge. Fima shajara bainahum, between them where they have disagreed, thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan, and then in their souls, inside themselves, there is discomfort, mimma qadayta, about what you have decided, wa yusallimuna taslima, and you thought that they submitted with an entire submission, like totally. They picked you as the judge, they knew you were truthful, they knew all that, yet if you made a decision against them, they didn't like it. Although they said, we do. They made excuses. So Imam Sadiq says, if people worship Allah by salah, doing hajj, doing zakah, but they doubt the messenger of Allah at all, they're not believers. And then he recited this ayah. Because if the judgment went against them, then they said, sorry, we don't believe in you. And then Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, if we had written for them, or we had ordered them, or prescribed for them, أَنِكْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, lay down your lives, أَوْ اِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, or leave you, you will be thrown out of your homes, مَا فَعَلُوهُ, they would not have done it, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ, except a few from them, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا, and had they done ma yu'aduna bihi, ma'idha is like an example, a lesson. Had they done what they were told to do bihi, lakana khayran lahum wa ashadda tatbita, they would have found that as the best thing in their lives. Now those people who did not submit to the judgment of the Prophet, even upon the irrigation of a farm, how are they going to fulfill anything else? That's what Allah is saying. If in the small things they don't follow you, I mean, about laying down their lives, they're never going to do it. But if they had, وَإِذَا لَعَتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَجْرًا أَذِيمًا, the advantage of obedience to Allah and His Messenger. The first thing is, أَجْرًا أَذِيمًا. The second thing, وَلَحَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, we will guide them to their full potential. The third thing, my goodness, they're in the company of, look at them. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُ, if you obey Allah and His Messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ, they will be in the company of, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, those whom Allah has blessed, showered His favors on, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the prophets, وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, the truthful, وَالشُّهَدَاءَ, the martyrs, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the righteous. Every time we read Ziyarat Ashura, we want to be amongst them. And he says the way to be amongst them is اِعْتِيُ اللَّهَ وَعَتِيُ الرَّسُولِ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Oh, I love this. And these people are the most excellent companions. And you know, all of you know Lion King and you know Rafiki, right? And we say Rafiki in Swahili. So the word Rafiq comes from Mirfaq. Mirfaq is a cushion that you lean on, you know, that you relax on, that gives you tranquility. Rafiq is someone who relaxes you, who is a source of tranquility, who you can chill with, you can have pizza with, right? You can just sit on the couch and have pizza and they won't tell you you're spoiling their couches, okay? They'll just chill out with you. They won't say, oh, don't sit here and don't sit there. They're not going to be like that. That's Rafiki. So Allah is saying three things. If you follow Him, one, ajr, reward. Two, guidance to your full potential. And three, all these people will become your Rafikis. What more would you want? That's just phenomenal. And the Prophet was saying, the faith of a Muslim will not be completed except that the one who loves me better than himself, his parents and all his relations, and that he submits to my words. So Sunan al-Nabi, the Prophet Sawafat is coming, please read it. And then he says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ, فَضْلٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ, that is Allah's fadl, and fadl is extra, you know that. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا, and Allah is sufficient as one who knows. I don't know if I'll be able to finish this, I doubt it, but let's go. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe. Now, suddenly, we have removed from these ayat that are talking about the ajr, that is talking about the benefits of obedience to Allah and His Messenger. Now, suddenly, we go back to battle. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, khudhu hidrakum fanfiru thubatin awinfiru jamia. So, first of all, be careful then either go in small missions or all out in a state of war. Remember, this was a time, this is 4 after Hijrah, when there are battles of the Badr, of Ahad, the state of war, and there's these small, small skirmishes as well. So literally the reason why it's come in is the ultimate test of obedience is when it comes in battle. It's tested in a battlefield. A soldier is not honored for something small. Soldiers of any country who protect their country, they need to be honored because they are giving their life for a cause higher than themselves. This is what this is talking about. Okay. Wa inna minkum, and from there, laman la yubatta'anna, there are those who procrastinate. Bata is to procrastinate. There are those who procrastinate. Fa in asabatkum musiba, and then when you are affected with a musiba, a difficulty, kala, they say, kad anama Allahu alayya idh lam akun ma'ahum shahida, you know, Allah saved me from going, so then I wasn't submitted to this as well. So this is what they say. So they make excuses, don't want to go to battle, don't want to lay down their life, don't want to do something difficult, and then when something bad happens, they say, see, He's Allah's grace, He stopped me. But wala in asabakum fadl, if you got fadl min Allah, that means you won in the battle, you did well in this difficult thing. La yakulanna, they say, ka'allam takum bainakum wa bainahu. It is as though now, you know, there is no friendship between you and them. Mawadda is that love. Ya laytani, they say, kuntu ma'hum fawzan azima. They say, I wish I was with you, then I would have got such good fortune. So you don't want to go, but you want the benefits as well. You don't want to work, but you want the accolade as well. We say, we use this, ya laytani kuntu ma'am fa'fuza fa'uzan adhima, but not in this context, okay? We use it in a different context. Here Allah is saying, these are the hypocrites. They won't even congratulate the victorious. When I said, as though there was no friendship between you and them, it means they don't see your victory as their victory. Because they haven't got the benefits of it. So they don't see that victory now. They won't congratulate you because they're so angry that they weren't with you. So if things go bad, they say Allah has helped us. If things go good, they won't say good for you. They don't do that. Okay, you understood what I'm saying. فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Therefore, those who fight in the way of Allah, they actually are giving the hereafter. يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. They've exchanged the life of the world for the Akhirah. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who fight in the way of Allah, فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Whether they are killed or whether they have overcome the other side, we will give them a mighty reward. I only write Hussein here. 74, I just write Hussein. Right? Because they gave everything. And then he poses a question. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why? What reason have you got that you don't fight in the way of Allah? وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ. So, you don't fight for the weak, from the men and the women, well done, and the children. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, those who say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. Please get us out of this town. Historically, he's talking about the people who were left behind in Makkah. إِسْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ, this unjust land. أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Help us to come out of us, give us a guardian, give us somebody who will protect us, and give us a helper. These were the Muslims that were stuck in Makkah. They couldn't leave because either there were women, children couldn't take that long journey, or they were weak because they were ill. To you and me, again, this is Hussein. To you and me, we're told, why don't you stand up for those who are being oppressed? We today hear so much, whether it's Palestine or Yemen or wherever it is. You and I are told the least you can do is raise your hands in dua. Why don't you speak out for them? What reason do you have that you don't do it? Because they continually say, I remember many years ago when the when the homes were flattened in Palestine. I cannot get this picture out of my mind. I remember when their homes were flattened, there was one mother who's, I think she has 6 or 7 children. All of them were killed. And she just stood there, and with her hands up in the air, she said, "Are there no human beings in the world? None? You cannot see what's happening to us?" And it still sticks in my mind, because from a mother to another mother, it just held back. It's something happened. Something inside changes. So that is literally waking you and I up. Again, I write Hussein here, and I put in my notes, Muslims stuck in Makkah. So we'll have to continue from Ayah 76 next week. Jazakumullah khair.